two ears and a head. Maraschino cherries, canned pineapple, and whipped cream as the eyes and mouth. Cover it with maple syrup, and you have a sugar concoction so powerful that four-year-old Ian literally cannot sit in his chair.
Ian, Ian, around here, please. Thank you.
I don't live far from here, and I do not think there is a four-year-old in a 10-block radius who does not know the Mickey Mouse pancakes.
Turn around now, Ian. Turn around, please.
The restaurant has toys for kids in a corner inside. One couple named Mike and Liz tell us that they come here so often with their 4- and 7-year-old and feel so at home here that they've instructed their kids that if they're ever lost, they're supposed to find a policeman and tell him not to bring them home, bring them to the Golden Apple. As evening falls, it takes a while for the dinner crowd to show up in any kind of force. It's a slow day, everybody says. But it is Friday, and couples start to arrive. Someone dates, some just friends, some in that vague territory in between. And the topics of conversation in the room start to make an orbital shift toward couple sorts of topics. One of our producers, Susan Burton, notices one couple in particular.
A man and a woman in their 30s sit down in a booth by a window. The man's long hair is tied back with a bandana.
I'm Daniel Romero. Sylvia and I just got through playing a few sets of tennis in Grant Park and stopped at Healing Earth for a little incense and some good karma. And we decided to stop and grab a bite. You know, Sylvia and I have this kind of weird history. She actually dumped me not too long ago. And that's right.
A long time.
That wasn't that long ago. So she's now happily in a relationship. And I was telling her as we were driving here about how lonely I am.
Actually, it's been 3 years since Daniel and Sylvia broke up. They met when they worked together at the same nonprofit organization.
So you're ready to settle down now.
I am.
Well, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I actually, when you first told me that, I actually wasn't sure.
Right, but not be coming to the wedding. You already told me that.
I did tell you that. I won't be participating there. You'll have my best wishes.
We're friends. Yeah. I still love you and care about you. Why can't you be there?
Well, why can't... It would just be weird. I mean, you and I have a pretty significant history together. But I would still be happy for you, and you'd have my best wishes, and I'll still buy you a toaster.
A toaster. Oh, okay. See, I think that's unusual. I think I would be very happy for you. Would I have some feelings there? Yeah, maybe there would be a little twinge thinking, why wasn't it me?
That's actually a Sex in the City topic a lot. Absolutely.
In case you've missed it, Sex in the City is a TV show on HBO. Each episode circles around some central question, like, can you be friends with your ex? If Daniel and Sylvia and I were suddenly cast in our own episode of the show, this would be the moment where I would light a cigarette and flip open my power book and ponder what I'd seen. Daniel and Sylvia began by talking about Sylvia's new boyfriend, but wound up discussing each other. And I started to wonder, when you talk about your ex's new relationships, are you really just talking about the two of you?
I didn't tell you this. You asked me how my love life was a little bit earlier. I did meet somebody about a week ago. Her name is Amy, and she works at... Where does she work at? She works at Supercuts. And she was with her boyfriend, actually.
And she was hitting on you.
And she was hitting on me. She said to me, I want to go out with you. And I said, fine, let's go out. She says, well, you have to wait a month because I'm still going out with this idiot over here. I mean, and she's talking about, you know. And so nothing happened, though.
Go out with a woman who would degrade her boyfriend that way? Who would treat the guy that she's supposedly dating that way?
Yeah, but I'm not going to marry this girl. I wasn't interested in a lifetime commitment at that moment. I mean, I was much more looking for the immediate gratification.
That's what you're always looking for.
That's not entirely true.
Each time Daniel brings up someone he's interested in, Sylvia gets exasperated with him for refusing to make a commitment. It happens when he mentions the woman he saw in a lounge chair by a pool in Las Vegas, and the girl he's taken on a dozen dates, but is pretty sure he wants to break up with. It turns out that this is a conversation they've had before, at the end of their own relationship.
I was ready for the next step, and he was ready to back out. Anytime I pressed forward, he went backwards a couple steps.
You're right. You and I were in a place where you were frustrated because I couldn't move forward. I was frustrated because you were pressing so hard. And
then you met the next girl and moved in with her after 3 weeks. I think it's a hard topic for us both.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, the thought of, you know, it's like...
He trails off, staring out the window.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to... It's kind of hard to...
It's kind of hard to talk when two babes go by. Yeah.
Outside on the sidewalk, two girls with blonde hair and short skirts approach. They catch Daniel's eye. He mumbles. As the girls stride by the window, he turns his head and follows them from one end of the glass to the other. The gesture seems to happen in slow motion.
He does that all the time.
Yeah, but I'm not... But
I know. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that when we were together and you did that, that really hurts.
Even though it's just looking.
It says you're not interested in what's going on right here, and that's exactly what you did by doing that. You couldn't even formulate the sentence because your eyeballs were glued to that window.
Look. This has been another topic on Sex in the City.
Just for the record, what actually happened in that episode? The woman got so mad at her boyfriend that she punched him in the face. And then, she realized she couldn't change him.
Over by the restaurant's front windows, which look out on St. Afonso's Catholic Church, a huge building, sits Kay Frank, known to her friends as Katie Keene, 75 years old, dressed in a nice outfit and matching scarf. She's here because one of her longtime neighbors, another Golden Apple customer, is laid out dead in the funeral home right across the street. She'll eat, then pay her respects. She tells me that she's lived her whole life within walking distance of this very spot.
I was born and raised on Lakewood 75 years ago. Went to St. Alphonsus School, so this is my neighborhood for a long time. And it gives me a lot of pleasure to walk the neighborhood and say, Margaret Kuntz lived in that house. Lucille Sutchill lived in that house. I can still see all the things in my mind as I did in the 30s and 40s.
Back then, for instance, a pharmacy was on this spot. And Kay and her friends would come here after 11 o'clock Mass.
I'm talking about first year, second year high school when you didn't go to the kiddie mass anymore at 9 o'clock in the morning. This was like a hangout here after mass. And this whole section here, they had a wonderful soda fountain. It was right here where this would be. See what I'm saying?
She points at a section of booths. For years, this neighborhood was all about which parish you belonged to. St. Alphonsus for the Germans, St. Andrews for the Irish and Italian, St. Josephat for the Polish, till finally, in the 1960s, that ended. Kay's five sisters and her parents all moved away from the neighborhood.
I'm the only one that stayed in the neighborhood because we couldn't afford to move out of here. We bought our house in the mid-60s, 64, and everybody thought the neighborhood was going to change. So, of course, they're moving to the suburbs or farther north or farther west.
Change, you mean people thought it wasn't going to be white anymore?
They thought, yes. They thought it was going to go down. That's why people were scared and moved out. So we couldn't afford to move. So we bought a house there for $27,000. I've had offers of $500,000, $550,000 for my house.
Meanwhile, one of her sisters who moved to an area too expensive for Kay or her husband to afford just sold her house for only $200,000. Gentrification, which spread through this neighborhood in the last 15 years, hasn't made it out to where her sisters live. But around here, on Southport and on Clark and all over, there are little boutiques and several Starbucks and expensive restaurants with fake European names.
The neighborhood has changed a lot, you know, a whole lot. Some for the better, some for the worse. Close by, we have our gay people, which we never had as a kid. they were around maybe, but we didn't know who they were. Today you know who they are. My husband coming from the old school, we have the nicest neighbors we've ever had, two gay men. They can't do enough for you. They cut your grass for you. They water now that I'm older. And when they moved in, my husband, coming from way back, oh my God, you know, he didn't want really too much to do with them. Within a year, I'd say, we saw that they were nice people, very clean. And when we had our 50th wedding anniversary party at some Deutsche Neck here, it was our neighbors that went to the hall without any, they wouldn't take a penny. They decorated that place like you wouldn't believe. Now, how many neighbors would do that for you? You know, so gay or not gay, they're really nice people. So I think that the gays can be credited for being such a nice people. They swayed a lot of the old-time people into different thinking. There's still a lot of racial stuff. Maybe if you had a black neighbor here or one of the people would rent to a black person, I think they'd be frowned upon a little bit. But if you rent to a gay person today, it's okay. A lot of things that we think are should be this way and that way as you grow up, it's really not that way. It shouldn't be that way. So I don't feel that we should really judge him. You know? Let the Lord judge him.
Coming up, drunks, partiers, people on the make, and lots of other people to try not to judge. I mean, we have not even gotten to the cops. In a minute, from Chicago Public Radio, warm up that coffee for you when our program continues.
Support for This American Life on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or 785-843-TREE. From the University of Kansas, your place to find NPR News is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. This weekend on KPR presents What Can Mother Earth Teach Us About Climate Change? Dan Wildcat of Haskell Indian Nations University joins us to talk about his latest book on indigenuity. Kay McIntyre is your host for KPR Presents at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening right here on Kansas Public Radio.
It's This American Life. I'm Ira Glass. Today on our program, 24 Hours at the Golden Apple. If you're just tuning in, we try to interview every person at every table of a 24-hour restaurant here in Chicago, starting at 5 a.m. in the morning on Friday, July 14th, going to 5 a.m. the next morning. This is all back in the year 2000. Today's show's a rerun. Not everybody said yes. Not everybody could fit into a one-hour radio show. And the day is just heating up. Let's jump ahead to midnight. One of the owners, Pete, is explaining something sort of surprising about a restaurant like this to our reporter, Wendy Dorr.
We never close. We have no keys. We got no keys. If you see the doors, we have no locks. Always open. We never, never lock the doors.
Just at that moment, a young woman bursts through the door. Laughing, she swivels around and drunkenly tries to lock it to keep her two friends out. It takes a second before she realizes there are no locks. The three stumble to a table.
This is Kim. I'm at the Golden Apple. NOM. And I'm with Oscar and Beth. Oscar, who I have no idea who he is. Beth and I are riding in a cab and he like hops in. I've never even met this guy. I need to order food. I'm a journalism major, by the way. Yeah. So I understand what you're doing right now.
work with Kim, and Kim lives, I don't live downtown, I live in the suburbs. And Kim, it was like, okay, we want
to... I love downtown, though.
Right.
I do, that's I do. Fine.
She lives in Sheffield, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so we go to this premiere party of the Star Wars exhibit at the Field Museum.
Yes. It was so awesome, by the way.
Kim, this is my
Look
story.
Look at my stars. Look, see it?
Yeah, she sees it.
Star Wars.
I'm the most sober one here, as you can probably tell. So anyway.
I'm sorry, I'm drunk.
That's fine. I meet Oscar. We just meet him, like, standing at the bar, and he buys us a couple shots. So we're like, you know, fine. We start drinking with him. We start talking to him. Oh, so I'm sitting there talking to Kim. All of a sudden, I feel two hands on my back. Two hands I do not recognize. Two hands that I do not want on my body. And I look, and who do I see? It is Oscar, and I don't even know your last name. Do I?
You're not going to say on the radio.
I'll be honest. I will be honest with you. He paid for a lot of tonight. Like, he paid for my drinks. Okay, great. You know what? Don't touch me, but you can buy my drinks for me. If you're going to hop into the cab with and pay for it, then I don't want you get into the cab with me. That's fine. And he's probably going to buy our food here tonight, so that's fine with me.
What? Brutal truth.
I'm just honest. I'm not going to go home with you.
My name's Oscar. I bought them a drink or two.
Or a bottle of $300 champagne. Okay.
I'm successful. What can I say?
We didn't even have to pay when we walked in.
I'll be completely honest with you. My goal is to share a bed tonight. Yeah, I'm at both of them.
See, it doesn't matter which one. It's just to share a bed. He just wants to get some play, basically. Is that what you're saying, Oscar?
And I'll bet you if you follow this home, one of them two will be in bed with me tonight. Would I be sitting here talking to you in front of a microphone, eating breakfast with them, if I was not going to go home with them tonight? Either I'm a complete moron, or I know something that you don't.
I really am.
Oscar, you're a good guy.
Right,
I understand you have a lot of hormones, and that's fine with me. You're just not going to be able to act on them tonight. With me, I don't know about you, but...
Not me either. Unless it's paying by food. Where the hell's the waitress?
I don't know.
I just want to know where the waitress is.
By 1 o'clock, the diner is at capacity, and it feels like one big party. A woman sits in a booth in the back with a friend. She's in her early 40s, grew up in the neighborhood.
My name is Nancy. Where am I and what time is it? Well, I don't think I'm really here. I think that I'm doing like a two-dimensional kind of thing. So there's part of me that's here, and then there's part of me that's somewhere else, the future me. So what time is it? Earthly time, it's 1:15 a.m., and there is no time where my future self is. You know how you, when you go to sleep and you dream, how you can bend and shape the events that take place in that dream? Well, what if that were your reality? And what if this were the dream? You know, you can actually paint your future, and you can make everything that's ever happened, is happening, and will happen, has already happened. It's shape-shifting time and events so that you know why your soul is here. And that's the purpose. To know why you're here, to know why you came back. I know one past life I was a cowboy, and I was shot by accident. And I've met two of my four buddies that I was with together here. We agreed to come back on some kind of subliminal basis. So yeah, I was a cowboy in one lifetime, probably right before the turn of the century. And my other lifetime, I really don't know, but I know I was crushed. And I don't know by what, but probably a large building. I haven't identified the time yet. I'm still working on that. Can I have a short stack, please? That's all. Thank you.
Not far away, in another booth, sit Danielle, who's 17, and Allison, 18. They're best friends. A month ago, because of problems at home, Danielle moved in with Allison's family. They both live in the basement there now. They've been driving in from the suburbs to the Golden Apple to hang out, meet friends, guys mostly.
We're sitting here waiting for this guy, hopefully gonna come.
We've just been coming here for the last 3 nights at about midnight, 1 o'clock, just sitting here, waiting for random people to show up.
She kind of has a crush on this guy, and so we kind of come here in hopes to find him. It hasn't worked yet. Yeah, I paged him and told him to come here.
Paged him, no answer. Paged him again, no answer. Paged him again, no answer.
So basically we have no life, so we come down here and wait for people. Phone call time.
You have the number?
Yeah, I have the number. All right, give me money. All right, I am calling this guy Jeff, and I'm going to make him come here because my best friend wants him to. All right. And it's still ringing. Hi, Jeff. We are at the Golden Apple, and I am wondering if you're at all coming because Allison kind of wants to see you, and I'm not going to stick around here all night because I have to sleep. So hopefully you'll be here by, like, 2. If not, call Allison tomorrow. All right, bye. And he'll be here. He'll be here. 6 messages on his machine at home. I just called Jeff and told him that he's not here, and he should be. I still think he will come, I just don't know when.
See, the thing that makes this a big deal is the fact that I think he actually might like me back, which doesn't happen ever, so that's why I, like, want to see him again.
See, you want to know the really weird thing about us? Is she, like, hates herself. She never likes anyone ever, and whenever anything goes right, she freaks out.
Seriously, like, you say that there's so many people that like me, but how many times has it actually ever worked out? It's not hard for you because you're just, like, this massive guy magnet. You know, when you act sometimes like you don't see it, you see it. You gotta see it. Because we go somewhere, and it's like, whoosh, and everyone's there by you. And not even just guys. Like, you're just, like, people like you, you know? It takes no effort. Just
you're wrong, though, because it's not like I just get them like that. It's, okay, I'll give you sometimes, it just, I don't know why, but sometimes it happens like that, and it's the fact that I talk, and I'm not, like, boring, and I don't just sit there. No, I'm not saying you're boring, I'm just saying that that's what I'm not. People, like I said before, are robots, and they're gonna wanna follow the life of the party. That's how people are. If you put an idea in their head, like, if one person says you're a good kisser, you are deemed a good kisser forever and ever and ever.
That's the point. Like, you have this thing where, like, you just, like, radiate positive vibes, you know? And you're always, like, that's upbeat, right? You know? When I've been, like, really outgoing or trying to be, you know, and, like, almost imitating you to see if it works. It doesn't work for me. And, you know, we're best friends, especially now that you live with me. It's like you're just always there. So the issue is always there. When you didn't live with me, you know, sometimes I'm not even thinking about it. I don't care. But now you're there all the time, and, you know, we've been, like, going out more, and it's always there.
It is 1:25 almost. Okay. I am calling my friend Marion in hopes that he is up. Okay.
Marion?
Are you sleeping? You are. We're just at the restaurant and waiting for people, and no one's coming. So we were wondering, do you want us to come pick you up? Say yes. To come back here, just say yes. No, say yes. So don't go to sleep. Oh, come on. You know you love me. Thank you. I will be there to pick you up in, like, 2 minutes. Bye. So, we're here.
Hi, Marion.
Hi. I can't go anywhere.
You can't go anywhere? Get in the car.
I do not.
Marion.
My mom has convinced me to stay.
Marion. Go tell her that you have to come back to the restaurant.
I can't. I have to wake up at 8 tomorrow morning.
Marianne? I'm gonna go beat you up.
Danielle, however, does not do such a good job convincing him with her fists. Actually, she doesn't try. He won't come. So she climbs back into the car to head back to meet Allison, who's waiting back at the Golden Apple.
Okay, me and Allison. I think that she feels like we're growing apart because I've kind of been mean lately. Not like too mean, but like she's my best friend. She will always be my best friend. It's just like now that we live together, we have constant each other. And it's just like we realize the things that we could overlook before are actual issues now. Like, we're complete opposites. She doesn't like people. I love people. She likes staying home and reading. I can't stand staying home and I can't stand reading. And I mean, I don't like thinking. It's like thinking is something you do in school and then when you need to. And she's not like that. And that's very cool. I mean, it shows that, you know, she's not a robot or whatever, you know, but she's 17. She's only 17. And she acts like she's 23. She's, I guess, above, you know, the normal teenager. She thinks of things. She cares, you know. And that's what people in college do. And that's what, you know, older people do. But me and most of all my friends, we're not ready. We don't want to do that, you know. We want to just sit back and have fun. I mean, she just needs to find the right people to hang out with. And for right now, it's not my thing. This is my thing. I like this scene where it's just like, we're going to sit back, we're going to have fun, we're going to laugh, we're just going to let everything go, you know? Just like, all right. The Golden Apple scene. Yeah.
When she's back in the restaurant, after all this thinking about how she and Allison are so different, she heads over to her best friend. They've started a band together called Mixed Emotions. It's just the two of them. Allison plays guitar, they both sing, and they do one of their songs together, now, for the microphone.
Ready?
Okay.
So much for faith, so much for loving you, so much for everything you told me you would do. So much for love, you won't believe in me. So much for all the times you say you never leave. I needed you and thought you'd be there, but now I see the change in you. And now you just don't seem to care. So much for faith, so much for loving you.
They scooch in tight to each other near the mic as they sing. Allison sitting, Danielle standing, leaning in close. And then, the thing that they have been waiting for all night finally happens. Sort of.
Hey, I don't know you. I'm Julie.
Yeah, right here. This is Jeff. That's Juan.
He's got a face.
That's Billy. Is okay, yeah.
Oh, Billy's here.
It is 2:15, and they have finally arrived. Yeah, like,
when we've given up all hope, poof, they're here. It's the
I told you. I knew it. I never gave up fate.
They all sit down together. The guy who they've been waiting for, who they called six times, Jeff, he never arrived. But there is another Jeff with this group. And Allison transfers her crush to Jeff number two. At some point, Danielle drags her outside the diner to confer. They stand on the sidewalk, just on the other side of the plate glass window from Jeff number two and everybody else. Allison reviews the facts of the case.
Well, it's just like, okay, he's into some of the supernatural stuff too, and we have a lot of things in common. Like, we're both big Tim Burton fans, and so, I don't know, I actually had something to talk to him, you know, about for hours now, and, but then again, it's like, what's the point of liking him if he doesn't like me, so.
I ask him?
No.
I'm just gonna go and be like, okay, here, look, I'm trying to hook her up, and.
Don't.
Okay, I was wondering. I'm trying to set Allison. I'll be slick.
No, it'll be fun.
For you, yeah.
I'll give him a flower. Come on, it'll be fun. If he says no, we just won't come out here ever again. Please.
Whatever else it might do for Allison, if she were hooked up with somebody, it might just reduce the general level of tension between her and Danielle. And Danielle does not take no for an answer. She gives the flower to Jeff number two, saying it's from Allison. He smiles a big number two smile. Then he and Allison sit alone at a table and talk for a while. Until Danielle comes over.
Are we leaving now? Yes, we paid. And we left tip, and I put the rest of the change in this little box here. And now we're leaving.
Research Foundation.
It was fun. We got here at like 11:30. And it is now 3:15. And it is time to leave. So we'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
By 4 a.m. Saturday morning, things have finally started to die down. Once again, like when we arrived the day before, it's mostly cab drivers and cops.
What was that show Florence was on?
Oh.
With Mel's Diner? What the hell's the name of that show? Alice? No.
These two police officers are sitting in a booth in front. Even on a break, they are required to wear 18-pound bulletproof vests. They call over their waitress, Donna, to help settle this question.
I asked Donna, maybe she knows. Hey, Donna. Oh, no, thank you. What's the TV show that where they were in the diner with the...
Mel's Diner with Al.
Flo. Flo was the redhead.
Flo was the one waitress.
It was Alice and Flo and Vera.
Yeah, it was Mel's Diner.
Vera was the dark hair. Flo was the Western.
Yeah,
and then Alice was the one from New York. Yeah.
But it was called Flo's, I think.
No, it wasn't called
Flo's. No?
I think it was Alice.
Yeah, I'm stumped. I won't be able to sleep today until I find out what the name of that show was. Well, I'm Officer Norman Knutson, and it's my partner.
Officer Clark Eichmann.
We work beat 1922 tonight in the 19th District. We're on a personal. We're allowed as many personals as we want for coffee breaks, use the washroom, whatever. And it's almost 5 o'clock in the morning, a.m. Okay, 0500 hours.
This district normally is slow, but on the weekends it's like any other district. Gun calls, fights,
narcotics.
It's real busy for 2 days a week and real slow for five.
With all the bars on Lincoln and Clark, and even further up north on Lincoln, you can go from one job to another, one fight after fight after fight after fight. Well, we had a bar fight over at Irish Eyes.
The guy's going to need plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Because he got hit with a beer stein in the face.
Sox fan versus Cubs fan. Okay, the Cubs fan got it in the face with a stein. And then we had another brawl over at Cubby Bear where we made three arrests. And we just got done with all the paperwork, and it's been, 2.5 hours on the paperwork?
Yeah.
Total of four arrests.
Yeah, four arrests.
First time to sit down and have a cup of coffee and relax and unwind. This is my regular hangout here. The golden pancake?
I don't know. You come here all the time.
I know. Come here all the time. I just know 2971 Lincoln. Mike is always hanging around, and then there's, Bob over there. He's sitting on the end. Hey, Bob, how you doing? Donna, Mary, Dave, the one cab driver. I've come here quite a bit.
19X West Belmont.
Damon and Belmont.
Three men standing on the street.
There's a one car right now. Three blocks away. Three guys with a gun. Three blocks from here.
I'm getting a description of a male, white, bald head, white t-shirt.
Now supposedly they're heading towards Barry, which is this way.
They can break our personal if they want. Our lunch break, they're not supposed to. But if it's a hot call, like this one might not even be bonafide.
Probably 8 out of every 10 calls are garbage. They're not. Now there's 2 calls, now it might be legitimate.
One thing that happens is when you get a regular partner, and even some of you even work for the first night, you learn their first name, not just their last, and then where'd you work before, are you married? He collects hockey cards. I collect monster memorabilia, models. I do model collecting. I collect a couple of guitars. I play the guitar. And then young things, but you create a bond. You'll even tell some intimate secrets, things that even the wives don't know about. But you're creating a bond. People don't realize that. 90% of the job is you and your partner in the car. It can be a long night, or it can be a lot of fun.
The other thing is, if you don't feel like doing anything, on some nights, you don't have to. You might not get a call, You can chill out, drive around. You know, you just kind of be off in a haze, and it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, squad, down here with the
doubter. It's almost 5 o'clock in the morning, a.m. 3 more hours.
Yeah.
If we don't get a late arrest. 1922 is back with you.
They head toward the door.
Donna, Pete, will see you guys mañana.
Hasta la bye-bye, says Donna, over by the counter.
All right, see you guys all later.
The damn sun is coming up already.
The damn sun streaks its damn light through the cursed windows. Donna straightens things up a little, surveys the restaurant. She's the waitress that we first interviewed a full day before, the one who brings in cookies on Christmas for everybody. She eyes the morning regulars at their tables.
Well, it's now 5 o'clock, Saturday morning, and I got 1 hour and 45 minutes. And I know it sounds a little corny, but I really do enjoy it. As soon as it starts to get daylight, I start to feel good. And the day people come in, the nice smells, the nice colognes. You know, it's kind of wore off on the night people, but the day people, it's so fresh, it's nice, refreshing. Everybody else is getting sleepy, and I'm starting to wake up. Because I'm a day person that's been working nights for 26 years. But I'm handling it all right.
I was always kind of one who'd like to consider myself kind of a pioneer of the palate, a restaurateur, if you will. Now the waitress said, eggs and sausage and a side of toast, coffee and a roll, hash browns were easy, chili in a bowl. Kind of pie. It's a graveyard charade. It's a lynching masquerade. It's 2 for a quarter.
Our program is produced this week by Julie Snyder and myself, with Alex Bloomberg, Boo Cheveny, and Jonathan Goldstein. Other people who took shifts recording at the Golden Apple include Mary Wittenberg, Joe Richman, who recorded Danielle and Allison. Wendy Dorr recorded The Policeman, Oscar and the Two Drunk Women Who Would Not Go Home With Him, Tom and Scott, and The Lady Who Explained Earthly Time. Nancy Updike's story was produced with a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting as part of HearingVoices.com. Many thanks to the dozens of customers that we interviewed over the course of the day, and to Tom and Nick and Pete, the owners of the Golden Apple back then. All three of them are still there. Though they say that Donna retired in 2016 or 2017, after 43 years. The show was recorded in July of 2000. The Golden Apple still stands at Lincoln Avenue, where it hit Southport. My recommendation is the feta cheese omelet.
Now the waitress said, eggs and sausages and side of toast, coffee and a roll, hash browns were easy, chili in a bowl. What kind of pie? It's a graveyard charade. It's a lynching masquerade. And it's 2 for a quarter. Time for a dance. Woolworth rhinestone, diamond earrings, and a sideways glance. Now the register rings. Not a waitress sings, eggs and sausage, cider toast, coffee and a roll, hash browns over easy, chili in a bowl, burgers and fries, what kind of pie?
additional production for today's rerun by Michael Comite, Henry Garson, Stone Nelson, and Matt Tierney. Our website, thisamericanlife.org. You can get our program for absolutely free for your long-haul holiday vacation drives. You're going to see all kinds of videos we've made over the years, the musical we did on stage, favorites lists, staff recommendations. Again, thisamericanlife.org. This American Life is delivered to public radio stations by PRX, the Public Radio Exchange. Support for This American Life comes from Progressive Insurance, with the Name Your Price tool, offering a range of coverage and price options to choose from. Now that's Progressive. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Thanks as always to our program's co-founder, Ms. Tori Malatia, who's always reminding me.
I'm a journalism major, by the way. Yeah. So I understand what you're doing right now.
I'm Ira Glass. Back next week with more stories of This American Life.
Coffee and a roll. Hash browns or either chili in a bowl. With burgers and fries, now what kind of pie? Alamo, if you will. Just come in and join the crowd. Had some time to kill. See, I just come in to join the crowd. Had some time to kill. Just come in and join the crowd. Cause I had some time to kill.
From the University of Kansas, your place to find NPR News is Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at FM 90.3. Also K210CR Atchison at 89.9, K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. NPR News is next, followed by Trail Mix with Bob McWilliams. Kansas City's Wiretown features two of Kansas City's finest guitarists, Brian Baggett and Danny Embry. They're in the spotlight this week on Live at Green Lady Lounge. Join us for an hour of KC Jazz Originals. It's this evening at 6 on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. An Israeli airstrike hit a school in central Gaza today. Palestinian health officials say at least 30 people were killed. Authorities in Gaza say more than 4,000 people have been sheltering at the site. The Israeli military says it was targeting Hamas command and control center inside the school compound. It said civilians had been warned in advance of the strike. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump addressed a critical Republican voting bloc last night, speaking at a summit for Christians hosted by the conservative group Turning Point USA. He urged religious conservatives to turn out for him on Election Day. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports.
Former President Trump struck several familiar notes in his address to Turning Point Action's Believers Summit in West Palm Beach, Florida. The Republican nominee promised to protect religious freedom and touted his history of supporting the Israeli government. He also called on Christians to vote this year and seemed to suggest their votes would be unnecessary in the next election.
You won't have to do it anymore. 4 more years, you know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote.
Trump spent time attacking his likely rival, Vice President Kamala Harris, including her record as the administration's so-called border czar. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
Since the assassination attempt 2 weeks ago, there's been speculation that Trump was not shot but hurt by flying glass. The FBI has issued a statement that his ear was hit by a bullet or a bullet fragment. On the Democratic side, Vice President Harris attends a private fundraiser in the Berkshires today. The event was scheduled when President Biden was on the top of the ticket. Now organizers expect it will bring in more money than originally thought, some $1.4 million. Speakers include Massachusetts Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey, Harris to be introduced by singer James Taylor. The first world-class matchup of the Summer Olympic Games comes within the hour when American gold medalist Katie Ledecky swims against top rivals from Australia and Canada. NPR's Brian Mann reports from Paris.
Katie Ledecky is the biggest name in American swimming right now with 7 gold medals. Swimming today in the 400-meter freestyle final, she'll face the world record holder in this event, Ariane Titmus from Australia. Also swimming will be Summer McIntosh from Canada, a past world record holder. At a press conference here in Paris, Ledecky said she's ready.
It's always fun to race the best, and I have to bring my best. I think they know that they have to bring their best.
In a preliminary heat here, Ledecky came from behind to beat her rivals' times by a fraction of a second, but that was just a warm-up. Later today, a gold medal will be on the line. Brian Mann, NPR News, Paris.
This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from BetterHelp, committed to helping clients with issues ranging from relationship challenges and goal setting to grief and depression. Learn more at betterhelp.com/public. A folk stalwart, Happy Traum, died at the age of 86 just about 10 days ago. Let's hear him right now from his 2005 album, I Walk the Road Again. It's Happy Traum on KPR.
Ain't nothing, no, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. Said the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. It must have been those weary blues I had. But honey, when I die, don't you go wear no black. Honey, when I die, don't you go wear no black. Cause if you do, my bones will come creeping back. Downtown, I'm gonna get myself some glue. I'm going downtown, get myself some glue. Cause the woman I've been loving, she broke my heart in two. Chap, I'm very fond of rum. I walk the road from morn till night, I ain't ashamed to bum. My feet being sore, my clothes being tore, still I didn't complain. I got up and hoisted my turkey and I walk the road again. I'll walk the road again, my boys, I'll walk the road again. If the weather be fair, I'll comb my hair and walk the road again. Into Buffalo, I tramped it all the way. I slept in brickyards and old log barns till the break of day. Feet sore, clothes tore, still I didn't complain. I got up and hoisted my turkey and I walked the road again. I'll walk the road again, my boys, I'll walk the road again. If the weather be fair, I'll comb my hair and walk the road again. Worked in the Susquehanna yards, I made a dollar a day. Toiling hard to make a living, boys I hardly think she pays. They said they pay good wages. If they do, I won't complain. If they don't, I'll hoist my turkey and I'll walk the road again. I'll walk the road again, my boys, I'll walk the road again. If the weather be fair, I'll comb my hair and I'll walk the road again. And then I got some cash. We went out on a spree, my boys. My money went to smash. Devil of a cent did I have left, yet I didn't complain. I got up and hoisted my turkey and I walked the road again. I walked the road again, my boys, I walked the road again. If the weather be fair, I comb my hair and walk the road again. Road again to a place I do not know. Misfortune, you are cruel. Why did you treat me so? The devil that sits upon my back, that's what makes me sore. If ever I get a job again, I'll walk the road no more. I'll walk the road no more, my boys, I'll walk the road no more. If ever I get a job again, I'll walk the road no more.
Happy Trom on KPR from his 2005 album, I Walk the Road Again. We just heard that title song, and before that, Blues Ain't Nothing. Happy Trom died at the age of 86 on July the 17th. I didn't have the word of that in time to do anything last week on Tromix, but I am this weekend. Happy Trom hit the New York City Greenwich Village scene right at the start of the 1960s, became a figure in that scene, collaborating closely with the likes of Dave Van Ronk and Bob Dylan. In fact, a band that Happy led was recording the first, or did record the first versions of both Blowin' in the Wind and Don't Think Twice, I'm All Right. And he studied for quite a bit with guitarist bluesman Brownie McGhee, which informed Happy's guitar style the rest of his life. He would move to Woodstock in 1967 as a part of a growing artist colony there, and he would live there with his wife Jane the rest of his life and stay very busy in a duet with his brother Artie for a number of years in the 70s, and also founding in 1967 Homespun Instructional, which was then cassette tapes that were designed as teaching materials. That became Homespun Instruction with CDs and DVDs and streaming and everything. A true pioneer in remote musical instruction. Well, Happy Trom and his wife Jane were behind that. Bob Dylan asked Happy to come in and record four songs with him in a duo in 1971, which he did. And he stayed busy as a musician right up until just the last couple of years. Happy Trom here on Kansas Public Radio. Let's hear from the new album by Steve Earle on KPR.
Thank you. day you die. Careful what you ask for, don't know till you cry. Hands are in your pockets, staring at your shoes. Wishing you could stop.
Steve Earle with Transcendental Blues on KPR from his new album called Alone Again. He's bringing his solo acoustic Alone Again tour to Kansas City to Knuckleheads on Friday, August the 2nd with Lily Hyatt opening. More info on that August 2nd Steve Earle show is at knuckleheadskc.com. I'm Bob McWilliams. Great to be here with you this afternoon. We're going to hear from Jefferson Ross. And then we'll hear Iris DeMent singing a Nancy Griffiths song, Jefferson Ross album, Southern Currency. This one's been out since 2022, first part of that year. And we're going to hear two songs from it, down in Macon, Georgia, and then Alabama is a Winding Road. It's Jefferson Ross on KPR.
She got a cat named Scarlet and a dog named Red. Single white trailer with a kitchenette. She got a queen-size waterbed all to herself. And an old turntable on a plywood shelf. She got Dwayne on slide and Dickie on lead. What more in the world could a poor girl need when she's down in Macon, Georgia getting over?
hillbilly singer all dressed in black dies in a baby blue Cadillac. Life's an 18-wheeler with a big wide load. And Alabama is a winding road. The governor won't let the students in till the colored votes count. Says we shall abide with the crimson flow and the crimson tide. There's a sling blade chain gang keeping it mowed. Alabama is a winding road. The love lives on Sand Mountain, where some Sunday shout with sinners in disguise. They say the way is straight and the street of gold, and Alabama is a winding road. Summer with a breezy feel and hurricane eyes and slapping Mobile. There's Scott and Zelda at a champagne dance, a police dog and a fire hose blast. Mercy is a two-lane overflow, and Alabama is a wine. Love lives on Sand Mountain, where someone's making pies, and saints go Sunday shouting. My mouth don't say a thing, let all the congregation sing. There's the sweetest smile in the meanest street, where the strongest ones turn the other cheek. I believe that I'm headed home, and Alabama is a winding. Get away straight to the street of gold, and Alabama is a winding road. Alabama is a winding road.
Really, powerful song by Jefferson Ross called Alabama is a Winding Road for you here on KPR. That's from his album Southern Currency from a couple of years ago. And from that same album, we opened the set with Jefferson Ross down in Macon, Georgia. With Nancy Griffith up next in about 5 minutes, we'll hear from Tommy Prine. Yes, the son of John Prine. And we've got the fine duo Paper Wings on the way in about 12-plus minutes here on KPR. The Nancy Griffith album that I played some music from last week by Mr. Steve Earle is called More Than a Whisper, celebrating the music of Nancy Griffith. And this one came out last fall, and it's full of wonderful performances, including Iris Dement singing Banks of the Pontchartrain Train here on KPR.
One, two, three. She owned a hotel on the Jersey Shore. She made her living sending sailors door to door. He was a small one with a crooked smile. Oh, but it made her eyes light up like the heavens on the 4th of July. She ran the numbers, and she ran them clean. And those porcelain hands could keep a ledger even in her sleep. While they worked the CBs in the Philippines, they say she made more money than belongs to me. I watch those sailors come and go like the waves in the sea. I hung their portraits up in the honeymoon suite. I hear the fishing their lives away down in the Florida Keys.
Iris Dement here on KPR, the Nancy Griffith song, Banks of the Pochard Train. It's one of 14 songs by 14 acts or artists on the album More Than a Whisper, celebrating the music of Nancy Griffith that came out last fall. Tommy Prine up next, the son of John Prine. His debut album came out last year. We'll hear some music from that. And in about 15 minutes, a new one from bassist Alex Lachimont, part of the band Charm City Junction, and a really terrific acoustic bassist who does some old-timey music, some kind of bluegrass, newgrass material. We'll get a taste of Alex Lachimont in 15 minutes. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Here's Tommy Prine.
Try to reach out. I never see you. ourselves alone. Now you can't seem to be any less than all of me. And that won't work out if words can't fall out my mouth no more. Angel, walk me through your garden, won't you please again? Nursing inside my heart in German, down tonight I'm learning that it's not good to fly. Habit that I'm dropping, coming down to exhaust me. I think I need some help. Turn me over. If sand could rise when we grow, then I would try to hold your hand. Garden in your sheets, but please don't reach out, cause I won't be this far south again. Nerd inside my heart in German town tonight, I'm learning that it's not good to fly. Habit that I'm dropping, coming down's exhausting. I think I deserve some rest. I'm with my brother in the woods on a hot July day. We got lost on second thought, we never knew the way. Mama said go play outside, supper's ready soon. We caught bugs, found rocks, and thought we might find the moon. I saw a creek that was 10 years wide and hoped to cross it soon. Now I did, now we're not kids, and I think I wish too soon. Now my brother climbed a tree and yelled, I ain't coming down. When I tried to, my foot slipped a groove and I fell on the ground. I got back up and I brushed it off, it really wasn't all that bad. But I swear, falling through the air was the most fun I'd ever had. Daddy, won't you come outside? I feel lost today. And he said, son, yeah, you ain't done. Just look how far you came. You know that creek beyond the pines, I cross it many times. And you will too, and all you gotta do is give it some time. And when I'm done, you'll teach your son how to swim it straight. And just find love inside your heart, you'll never float away, you'll never float away.
That is Tommy Prine on KPR.
with Boyhood, and before that, This Far South. His first album came out this last year, son of John Prine, and the album called This Far South. In about 12 minutes or so, we're going to be hearing the wonderful Lori Lewis from her very, very fine new album called Trees, and we've got a duo new to my ears with this album out now. The album called Listen to the World Spin. It is the duo Paper Wings. We've got two songs for them next here on Kansas Public Radio. You know, when you donate to KPR, you're supporting in-depth news and analysis. You're supporting inspiration and laughter, thoughtful conversations, and, of course, a wide range of great music. You are an essential part of the equation. Your contribution equals unparalleled local and area coverage, captivating storytelling, and great music. Hope you'll donate at kansaspublicradio.org. I'll make that more specific. Donate at support.kansaspublicradio.org. Raise your hand, stand up, count yourself in, and make a difference with your support of Kansas Public Radio. And your support is what makes, among many things, Trail Mix possible. So I thank all of you who are already supporters and members so very much. Paper Wings, a duo of two women that look pretty young from the picture I see. And they're Wyla Frank, she plays guitar and sings, and Emily Mann, who plays banjo and fiddle and sings, and they write together almost all the songs on the album. This is called Marigold. It's Paper Wings from their album, new album, Listen to the World Spin, here on Kansas Public Radio.
It's a new day, ah, small. Show me how to burn bright. 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 Oh, night flower, blooming on your own. I feel so alone. Show me how to hold on. Show me how to hold on. Show me how to hold on. Show me how to hold on.
The duo Paper Wings, their songs Mirror Gold and Listen to the World Spin. Listen to the World Spin is, in fact, the title of the album as well. The duo of Wyla Frank, the guitarist in the band, Emily Mann, the banjo and fiddle player in the band. And they both do vocals. They share the writing on almost all the songs. Paper Wings, Listen to the World Spin. Bassist Alex Lacamoto, a terrific bassist, who's part of the Baltimore-based root band Charm City Junction, has his own new album out next. We're going to hear a song from that just ahead here in Kansas Public Radio. And songs from the new album by Lori Lewis after that. Support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com. Alex Lacamoto calls his new album The Big Album, and we're going to hear him in a traditional song with Alex singing the lead and playing the bass, the song Roving Gambler from the new one by Alex Lacamoto here on Kansas Public Radio. I lay my money down, I lay my money down, lay That's bassist Alex Lacamotte, his version of Rovin Gambler here on KPR. His new album is called The Big Album, and we heard his voice and bass on Rovin Gambler. He's the bassist and singer sometimes, too, with the Baltimore-based Roots band Charm City Junction. But he stayed very busy also, playing with jazz and bluegrass and old-time bands, backing singer-songwriters, and as a music educator, Alex Lacamotte and Rovin Gambler, again from his new album called The Big Album. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with the Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. Well, Lori Lewis's terrific new album is called Trees. Now, Lori's not playing fiddle anymore. She has a few physical limitations in that regard, but she's still playing guitar and singing and also writing a lot of wonderful songs, including this song called Texas Wind by Lori Lewis here on Kansas Public Radio.
Shelter from the rain that's carried on the Texas wind. It comes whistling off the plain, reminding me of you again. And I remember when we were lifted by that wind, like two birds upon the wind, ever higher we had sailed, two skylarks in the spring. We two were one when we would sing. Oh, will the Texas wind said goodbye to you? I only ever said so long. For so long now my heart's been true to the memory of a song. The melody's so sweet and strong. Oh, will the Texas sing you home to me again? and a son in the hills of Colorado. Falling on hard times, had no job, feeling earthbound and heavy. Until I found what I came here for, I fell in love with the mountains. White blue skies, so clean and clear. Against the green and the golden hills, leaves are falling to the ground. They toss the sunlight up around you. So I grew up on windy days when the hillsides were a-blazing. I'd walk out to the aspen grove where everything is golden. Their own light sets them dancing. Gilded leaves beneath your feet, shimmer of gold above you. Smooth white bark and olive green, groves of quaking aspen. White blue skies, so clean and clear. Against the green leaves rain down around you. So even now on weary days, when my heart is trembling, I go back to the aspen groves where everything is golden. Oh, even now on weary days, when my heart is where everything is
song by Mark Simos called Quaking Aspen. And Lori learned that while producing an album many years ago by Peter McLaughlin, who did that tune. And before that, Lori's own song called Texas Wind. The new album by Lori Lewis is called Trees for you here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams. Great to be here with you. Hey, did you know that 72% of KPR listeners view public radio as an important community service? I should say NPR listeners, the poll. But I bet it's KPR listeners value it as well. I know you do. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Find out more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
This week, on Live at Green Lady Lounge, it's two of KC's best guitar players, Danny Embry and Rod Fleeman, and their band Wiretown. David Bassey here. hope you'll join us live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Well, this month, the KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with the goal to provide produce to the people in pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help are at AfterTheHarvestKC.org. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for being here with me on Trail Mix. After the news, we've got music from the trio Low Lily, really fine acoustic string band bass group, and we're going to hear, among other things, a cover of a classic Sean Colvin song from the band Low Lily. We've got Lawrence's own Ashley Davis. She's doing a free show in Kansas City next weekend. We'll tell you about that. We've got music from the eclectic Celtic and world music band Runa. They're going to be down at Walnut Valley Festival in Winfield. And we've got Kaya Cater and more in this next hour of Trail Mix on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Vice President Harris is in Massachusetts today for a star-studded private fundraiser. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the campaign is predicting it will raise far more than initially anticipated.
When this fundraiser was first put on the books, President Biden was still at the top of the ticket, and the campaign says it had a goal of raising $400,000. Now, with Harris holding a lock on the nomination, organizers expect the Pittsfield event to bring in $1.4 million, with some 800 people attending. The campaign says this will be the largest event in the Berkshires since former First Lady Michelle Obama was there in 2012. This is the latest evidence that Democrats are enthusiastic about the change on the ticket. Vocalist James Taylor will introduce Harris at the event, and other speakers will include Massachusetts Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
On the Republican side, Donald Trump campaigns in Minnesota tonight with his running mate, J.D. Vance. Last night at an event in Florida, Trump urged conservative Christians to vote for him, saying that in 4 years it would be fixed, that they wouldn't have to vote again. He did not elaborate. The Chinese owner of TikTok is challenging a law that would force the sale of the popular app or be banned in the U.S. It claims the law is unconstitutional. The Justice Department filed a response last night saying the company does not have First Amendment rights and the law does not interfere with free speech. NPR's Ryan Lucas reports the U.S. says the law instead addresses long-standing concerns about national security.
The department says TikTok collects a ton of sensitive data on U.S. users. That includes precise locations, viewing habits, private messages, all the contacts on your phone, even those that don't use TikTok, the department says. And under Chinese law, Chinese companies are required to turn over sensitive data to China's government when it asks for it and to do so in secret.
NPR's Ryan Lucas. Stocks swung wildly during a dramatic week, especially for tech investors. The U.S. economy is growing while inflation continues to ease. NPR's Maria Aspin reports.
A good week for the U.S. economy helped cushion a terrible week for big tech companies. The nation's economy grew more than expected while inflation continues to cool, according to the Commerce Department. Those reports gave investors more hope that the Federal Reserve will start cutting interest rates soon. But disappointing results at big tech companies sparked the sector's worst sell-off in 2 years. Investors are becoming more skeptical about artificial intelligence and all the money tech giants are investing in it. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.75% for the week, while the S&P 500 index fell nearly 1%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ plunged more than 2%. Maria Aspen, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Easy Cater, committed to helping companies from nonprofits to the Fortune 500 find restaurants that cater meetings and events with online ordering and 24/7 live support. Learn more at easycater.com. Here's the band Low Lily on KPR's Trail Mix.
a secret that's never been told from a land so foreign, ooh, ancient and
the band Low Lily for you here on Kansas Public Radio, and their most recent album came out late last year. They just got it to me a few weeks ago. It's called Angels in the Wreckage, and we heard Round of Blues, a Sean Colvin song, and then one by their fiddle player, Natalie Padilla, called Captivate Me. Low Lily opening this 2 o'clock hour of KPR's Trail Mix at 5 minutes. The album this year from the Celtic roots band Runa. And up next, singer Ashley Davis here on KPR. Lawrence's own Ashley Davis is doing a free concert at the Folk Alliance International headquarters in Kansas City next Friday at 6 p.m. The doors at 5:45. The music at 6 in the FIA office in the Crossroads at 601 Avenida Cesar y Chavez next Friday at 6. So let's hear Ashley Davis right now, give you a little taste of that free show put on by Folk Alliance International. Ashley Davis on KPR.
To Corey lands now he goes sailing, bending bows and timbers wailing. I am, calling. I am, calling. He will sail through flowered fables, make them his and run the tables, roll them down the mountainside, wash them in the morning tide. Heron, where Toto Cree, Erin Mara,
Davis here on KPR. The song I Follow You is from her 2014 album, Night Travels. The band Runa is up next. Kaya Cater after that. Ashley Davis doing a free First Friday folk concert in the Crossroads District of Kansas City this coming Friday. It's going to be in the Folk Alliance International Headquarters. That is at 601 Avenida Cesar Chavez. And that is coming up Friday. The doors at 5:45. The music at 6, Friday, August 2nd. Ashley Davis at the Finest Folk, First Friday's free concert at the Folk Alliance International Headquarters in the Crossroads in Kansas City. In about 5 minutes, we're going to hear from Kaya Cater and her new album. And up next, the band Runa here on KPR. Their new album is called When the Light Gets In, and this set of tunes they call The Clowns Set. It's Runa on KPR.
Thank you.
What a mighty blast of tunes from the band Runa. They named the set after that first tune, The Clowns. Then it was The Killerville, The Keshchig, and The Cat Rambles to The Child Saucepan. The new album, When the Light Comes In, from Runa. And they are set to play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Walnut Valley Festival in Winfield, Kansas. That runs from the Wednesday through the Sunday, September 18th through the 22nd. Info at WVFest.com. I had the good fortune to see Runa several times. Always a lot of fun. Well, we've got Kaya Cater from Montreal, who studied old-time banjo in the Appalachians and has combined that with a lot of the contemporary music all around her. We'll hear from her new album next, and then a song from England's singer-songwriter Robert Vincent after that. Support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City Jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City Jazz, 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. Here's Kaya Cater. The song's called In Montreal with special guest Allison Russell. Here for you on KPR.
Maybe he's on his way to an office.
letters where he calls his employees a family. Maybe this week he'll sneak to a motel to cheat with a woman from high school. He'll sing a carefree tune and glimmer like a one-sided mirror everybody can see through. What if he's just like me, going through the motions? Oh, what if he's just like me? I've been wondering. I only cross at a streetlight. I drag around my baggage, but I'm scared to look inside. What would I find but the signs of a wreckage, a collision of exhaustion and grind? I've been working twice as hard to get half as far. Maybe the stranger and I are two sides of a penny that's been flipped by a god's hand. Two clocks that began centuries back with a billion grains of sand in the hourglass. A couple dice on the pavement. The underdog and the favorite. Maybe he's just like me. History in motion. Oh, it's so lonely, so lonely. History in motion. I wanna feel how it feels to be free of all this history in motion.
Cater with her banjo and her song called History in Motion here on KPR. From Kaya, it was In Montreal, which had special guest Allison Russell. The new album, Kaya Cater's album, Strange Medicine, on Kansas Public Radio in about 5 minutes, songs from Richard Chindell. And after that, we'll hear a song from Susan Werner right here on Trail Mix. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, up next, we've got the English singer-songwriter Robert Vincent from his new album called Barriers. And let's hear a song from Robert Vincent right now. It's called Anywhere.
I believe we could be anywhere. It seems the world is now such a small place. Lost cause, I understand all of them, but it seems that I can't find myself anywhere. Touch every one of us, a world
England's Robert Vincent and his song Anywhere, that is from his new album called Barriers, with a couple of great ones from Richard Chindell and his 1997 album Reunion Hill. That is just ahead. And coming your way in about 15 minutes, we'll hear from Danny Schmidt, tell you about his appearance in August in the Manhattan region. That and more on the way. And today at 6 on KPR, it's live at Green 80 Lounge this week with a band led by two terrific guitarists, Rod Fleeman and Danny Embry, the band called Wiretown. That's on live at Green 80 Lounge Wednesday evening at 6. And an encore broadcast Sunday evening at 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. Here's Richard Chindell.
I saw my youth today. He passed me on the street. As he walked by, I stood frozen on my dreaming feet. He had a kinder face, the kind I've learned to hide behind these cold, unyielding stones that used to be my eyes. A moment, please, my boy, don't you know my name? You remember when we used to play 100 games? Is your mother well? Kiss her once for me. And if she should ask you why you could say just for no reason. Thank you.
inside the tree. He was never dangerous, it's just the way it seemed. And the day you climbed the tree and ran to show me how, the troll was never seen again, so where could he be now? The moment pleased my boy. Don't you know this face? Do you remember when I used to let you win the race? Please don't run away. I did not mean to scare you. I'm the one who told you that you should never talk to strangers. And is your mother well? Kiss her once for me. She should ask you why. Well, you could say just for no reason. I saw my youth today. He passed me on the street. As he walked by, I stood frozen on my dreaming feet. Middle of the night, near the Indiana line, I'm pulling in at Christian Station. The signal's crystal clear, but I cannot really hear what he says about the revelation. I'm wretched, I'm tired, but the preacher is on fire. Wish I could believe. Whoever watches over all these truckers, show a little mercy for a weary sinner, and deliver me, Lord, deliver me, deliver me to the next best western. Out to take my quarter. But I look him in the eye. There isn't any time, just time enough to pass the tender. The highway takes its toll. The green light flashes go. It's welcome to all. Stars shine through. It's an empty road that finds its way back home to you. Of the beast to wonder if there's something missing. I am wretched.
tired, but the creature's on fire, and I wish I could leave. Whoever watches over all these truckers, show a little mercy for weary sinners, and deliver me, Lord, deliver me.
Richard Schindel and The Next Best Western. And before that, from Richard Schindel here on KPR, it was I Saw My Youth Today, two of the 11 songs on his album in 1997 called Reunion Hill. I'm Bob McWilliams. We'll hear songs from Danny Schmidt in about 5 minutes. We've got Susan Werner up next here on Trail Mix. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people in pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at AfterTheHarvestKC.org. Susan Werner, from her album Halfway to Houston early this year, and the song called Lake of Stars for you here on KPR.
I took I-10 east from El Paso, then I turned south at Van Horn. I had never been to West Texas, but I blessed the day I was born just to see that sky at night. Far from all the city lights, I pulled over near Alpine, where the air is cool. Swimming in a lake of stars, swimming in a lake of stars.
of stars.
Susan Werner here on KPR. Lake of Stars is from her digital-only album that came out earlier this year called Halfway to Houston. We're going to hear from Danny Schmidt, wonderful singer-songwriter based in Austin, and he's going to be part of the Lakeside Music Concert Series just outside of Manhattan, Kansas. That's coming up August 17th. And that'll be an evening show, a 7 p.m. show for the Lakeside Music Series. To get info and how to get there and all of that and how to make sure you can attend, it's lakesidemusic.org, lakesidemusic.org, presenting Danny Schmidt August 17th. And we're going to hear Danny from a 2011 album he did called Man of Many Moons. And Danny Schmidt is really an extraordinary songwriter. We've got two of those right now for you. First with Almost Round the World, here for you on KPR.
I took a photo of my mother with a puzzle on her face. She's lost in concentration next to tulips in a vase. And I framed it good with maple wood, and I hung it in its place. And I called it Almost Round the World in less than 80 days. Once I wrote a song about a parrot and a pig. It was mostly about the way I wish I said things I think. And I played it once for people in the Netherlands to see if it made the same strange sense to them as the sense it made to me. Was a writer from the paper there, and he wrote a nice review. It got printed with a photo in the local music news. But the caption said a cowboy poet, he sings about abuse of animals in Texas and the things they're made to do. So I laughed at bad translations, and I showed it to my friends. They posted it online just for the fun and for the fans. And I didn't think much of it till one day a message came. Said the vegans were erupting and the hunters were in flames. So I went and read the boards where all the flames were being thrown. My name was being doused about like fuel upon the coals. And the righteous and the roustabouts, the shepherds and the trolls, they were passing round petitions, raising hell and forming foes. Soon the loudest of the louds became the busiest of bees. It was hard to understand it all. It was harder to believe when they somehow woke the NRA like a giant from his sleep. And the beanstalk came crashing down, and letters fell like leaves. Got an aunt in Arizona.
She's crazy, but she's kind. She's a kind to open all her mail and to easily subscribe to the pundits and their politics, the lobbies and their lies. Well, she reads them all like gospel and she eats them up like pie. So imagine, if you will, the day she called my mom to see if it's true that I love terrorists and communists and thieves. 'Cause it said so in the letter that she'd so easily received. And I rushed to get my camera for my mom could call and retreat. Got this photo of my mother with a puzzle on her face, with the phone against her shoulder and my means against her ways. And the tulips on the table danced in circles while I played. And I called it almost round the world in less than 80 days. Yes, I called it almost round the world in less than 80 days. Mostly watched, but sometimes spoken. Mostly quit, but sometimes tried to eat the earth and drink the ocean and share the water from my eyes. I've sometimes fought, but mostly hidden in between the songs and lines that sow the seeds of fruits forbidden to dream of juice when dreams get dry. I've mostly tripped, but sometimes chosen. Stumbled low and stumbled high, and the signposts on the path have spoken. They've all said how, and none said why. I've sometimes raced, but mostly rambled. I fell entangled, came untied, and bathed in both the breeze and brambles. I kissed the dog and kicked the bride. I've mostly watched, but sometimes spoken. I've mostly quit, but sometimes tried to earth and drink the ocean and share the water from my eyes. And share the water from my eyes. And share the water from my eyes.
Danny Schmidt here on Kansas Public Radio. And his album, Man of Many Moons, from 2011, we heard I've Mostly Watched, and before that, Almost Round the World, and even much more so than that song of Danny's, Lies and Theories, Conspiracies Can Really Travel Super Fast These Days, and with a lot of ease of spread and hard to counter. Almost Round the World, and I've Mostly Watched, Danny Schmidt. The album, again, Man of Many Moons, and Danny coming to the Lakeside Music Series near Manhattan. And that is happening on August the 17th. Danny Schmidt, and the Lakeside Music website to get info about that is lakesidemusic.org, lakesidemusic.org. You're listening to Trail Mix right here on Kansas Public Radio.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear some Private Eye Jazz, featuring Mickey Spillane as Detective Mike Hammer. Plus, can a cement mixer make music? I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me with the music Shaken, Not Stirred, the Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday night at 7 on KPR.
We're here, and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams with another hour of Trail Mix ahead, going up to 4 o'clock and all things considered. Well, just before that, it's Stardate 2. And after a news update, next on KPR, we're going to hear Allison Brown and Steve Martin together with a single they call Bluegrass Radio. And we've got music from the new Tony Trischka album on the way and some early Robert Earl Keen in this next hour here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Former President Trump holds a campaign rally in Minnesota tonight. He spoke last night in West Palm Beach, Florida, to the conservative group Turning Point USA. He said if they vote for him and he's returned to office, they won't have to vote again.
You won't have to do it anymore. 4 more years, you know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote.
He did not explain what he meant, that it would be fixed so they won't have to vote again. In the Democratic campaign, criminal justice reform groups are welcoming Vice President Kamala Harris's likely nomination for president, despite past criticisms of her record. NPR's Martin Costi has more.
Lenore Anderson is president and co-founder of the Alliance for Safety and Justice. It's a group that works to reduce incarceration and strengthen the rights of crime victims. She also worked under Harris in the San Francisco District Attorney's Office 2 decades ago, and she remembers Harris as an innovator.
She was at the forefront of what is now considered much more mainstream, which is for prosecutors looking at how to balance the interests of community and public safety agencies.
But when Harris was California Attorney General in the 2010s, some criminal justice reform advocates accused her of being too protective of the police. In 2020, she publicly supported the protesters who came out after the murder of George Floyd, and she called for donations to a fund that bailed protesters out of jail. Martin Costi, NPR News.
France is celebrating the success of its Olympic Games opening ceremony after warnings that an outdoor parade along the river was too risky. NPR's Elner Beardsley reports.
Bravo, on est super fiers.
President Emmanuel Macron congratulated performers, organizers, and police when the ceremony wrapped, saying, "Bravo, you made France shine." But not everybody agrees. French conservative and far-right circles are calling the ceremony shameful and woke. Far-right politician Marion Maréchal Le Pen deplored the decapitated Marie Antoinette and what she called an anti-Christian rendition of the Last Supper with drag queens. To the far-right's horror, French Malian singer Aya Nakamura, who they said had no place in the ceremony, performed with a French military band. Director Thomas Joly said he promised a ceremony that would break all the codes while showing the France of yesterday and the France of today, which he called a mixed race and inclusive France. Eleanor Beardsley and Pierre News, Paris.
Transportation officials in France said today the country's high-speed rail network should be back to normal by Monday. Pre-dawn attacks yesterday damaged infrastructure along the lines to Paris and caused travel chaos on the opening day of the Olympics. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, working to develop and share practices that can improve learning and enrichment for young people and the vitality of the arts for everyone. Ideas and information at wallacefoundation.org. Here's Allison Brown and Steve Martin and their recent single, just called Bluegrass Radio, here on Kansas Public Radio.
So curious about the new songs I've been writing since I'm number one on Bluegrass Radio. You knew I was a writer, but you couldn't name a title that I wrote before I broke on Bluegrass Radio. Number three in California, five in Arizona, didn't seem to mean a thing to you. But I went number one in Texas, and now you fix me breakfast because I am a hit on Bluegrass Radio. 1,000 watts of power, and they play me every hour. Paul McCartney, you can stand aside. But the bluegrass charts have picked me now. I headline hardly strictly. You can't escape my song on Bluegrass Radio. Number three in California, five in Arizona. Didn't seem to mean a thing to you. But I got number one in Texas, and now you fix me breakfast because I am a hit on Bluegrass Radio.
Inside Bluegrass humor from the wit of Steve Martin here on KPR Bluegrass Radio. The song is a single from bluegrass banjo player Allison Brown and banjo player, singer, songwriter Steve Martin. Bluegrass Radio with a great band, including Sam Bush on mandolin and Stuart Duncan on fiddle on that one. Bluegrass Radio. More banjo next with Tony Trischka and his terrific new album, Earl Jam, in about 7 minutes here on KPR. We'll hear from Robert Earl Keen from way back in 1989. I'm Bob McWilliams, your host for Trail Mix. Thanks so much for joining me. The album Earl Jam up next from Tony Trischka, and just a fantastic album. And the album is mostly based on recordings that were passed along to Tony of private jam sessions, mostly in Earl Scruggs' house with Earl Scruggs and John Hartford and a few other friends. And Tony waded through, I think, 200 of these and picked some and learned Earl's solos on these. And we're going to hear one of the six Earl Scruggs versions of Cripple Creek that Tony heard. And Tony with a lot of great musicians with him, including the lead singer, Dudley Connell, here on Cripple Creek on Kansas Public Radio.
have a little fun, warm up bridges to my knees, wait up a quick when I please, brought up Crepeek, gone in a whirl, brought up Crepeek, the old Earl.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet, wonder how you manage to make ends meet. Who finds the money when you pay the rent? Did you think that money was heaven sent? Friday night arrives without a suitcase. Sunday morning creeps in like a nun. Monday's child has learned to tie his bootlace.
banjo great Tony Trischka, the new album Earl Jam, and that was, of course, Lady Madonna out of the Beatles songbook with Lee Gibson doing the lead vocals, and before that, Cripple Creek with Dudley Connell doing the lead vocals, and both of those had some great fiddle and mandolin from Michael Cleveland and Jacob Joliffe. Tony Trischka on Kansas Public Radio. Robert Earl Keen up next, Sierra Farrell. In just about 7 minutes, support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from Mastery Music in Lawrence, serving the world's musicians and selecting, appraising, and repairing fine acoustic and electric instruments, amplifiers, PA systems, and accessories on the web at masterymusic.com. Well, I played some of the brand new Robert Earl Keen album last week, and I know I'll be getting back to that a lot, but I had a hankering for some early work by Robert Earl Keen. So we're going to go back to his second album called West Textures in 1989, when he still went by Robert Earl Keen Jr. Here he is on KPR's Trail Mix.
Up this morning before the sun, fixed me some coffee and a honey bun. Jumped in my pickup, gave her the gas. I'm going out to catch a 5-pound bass. Down by the lakeside, just off the ramp, all them people sleeping in their fishing camps. Some out in the pup tents, some out on the grass. They all be dreaming about the 5-pound bass. Billy Birdie always gets his one. Me, I always get my wish. When you're talking about that 5-pound bass, son, Billy Birdie gets a fish. Jump in my John boat, I store my gear, I fire her up, and when I'm in the clear, I sail across that water, just through these glasses. Ready, here I come, you 5-pound bass. Perfect spot, some old dead trees. Back in a canyon where you can't feel no breeze. I tie my lure, I make my cast. It's breakfast time, 5-pound bass. That old sun is rising, that water's clear. I watch my lure as it's flying through the air. I see a ripple. I hear a splash. Lord have mercy, it's a 5-pound bass. Oh. That's a 5-pound bass.